With Northwest News from KNKX, plans to build North America's largest coal export terminal in Southwest Washington may be moving forward. Project managers have filed an appeal challenging the state's denial of a lease. But questions remain about the financial viability of the project. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
The developers of the terminal in Longview are challenging the State Department of Natural Resources' decision not to sublease state aquatic lands to them, saying it infringes on their property rights. In their appeal, attorneys for Millennium Bulk Terminals and Northwest Alloys also dispute DNR's claim that they didn't provide adequate information about Millennium's financial standing. In statements, company spokesmen said they want to work with DNR to reach a solution and bring family wage jobs to Longview. But even if some kind of compromise is reached, financial analysts doubt the long-term viability of the project because coal prices have plummeted. Clark Williams Derry is with the Sightline Institute in Seattle.
You saw a little bit of a mini bump in international coal markets last fall, but those prices have come right back down because of China's policy to try to boost production domestically and squeeze out exports.
This is in the wake of the bankruptcies of three major U.S. coal companies over the past 18 months because of big bets they made on exporting coal to China. William Sterry says the terminal is now backed largely by private equity investors who will continue to gamble on the prospect of rising coal prices. But he's skeptical of the developer's vision for bringing a world-class port to Longview. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.